Yes, indeed. So we are 3.77 miles into the Hot Girl Walk, and to be very vulnerable, I have started and stopped this process multiple times. I have so much to say. Also, there's so much that I need to unpack with my mental health therapist that I don't want to project that on social media. And I wish that people had more emotional intelligence to do the same, because when you are hurting, you can also hurt people, and you can project your trauma on someone else, and it has unintended consequences. I say all that to say, it's a lot going on. It is so much going on in the world. But a praise report. I did hear back from TGH, USF Health, amen. Now, I'm looking to Verizon because I got the voicemail, but I didn't receive the missed call. And I'm looking at my call log, and I see the voicemail, but I don't see where the call was on my end. So I'm side-eyeing Verizon at this moment, but we're playing phone tag to determine when my appointment will be. In the voicemail, they stated that they have some openings next week. The complication with that is my flight back to Colombia scheduled on Saturday, which I'm grateful that the way that I purchased the ticket, I have flexibility. This is going to be now my second time changing my flight. I was supposed to leave last week. So I'll keep y'all updated as it relates to my health appointment, because there are several of you that have sent their prayers and wanted updates as it relates to the things that are happening. And I'm going to constantly say, when your life is powered on a battery and witnessing a whole year's worth of life being depleted in less than 160 days, I will forever and always talk about this. There's a message to this. And I always talk about protecting your peace, and I mean that. And that's what I am doing now. With all the stuff that is going on around here, the essential question is, when is enough enough? I've been asking this for so many years. If you've ever seen any of my live videos, my morning show, Morning Tea Allegations, or some of the other podcasts that I'm affiliated with, the question that I've asked is, when is enough enough? And it's a lot that is going on around here. So there are some things that I am still processing. I am still processing financial harm, trauma, and abuse. And then witnessing other people go through that is a trigger for me. I am witnessing dishonorable people just, again, out here doing the thing, harming people, lying, deceiving, shifting narratives, and not being held accountable. And that's a trigger for me. But ultimately, I had to protect my peace. My heart literally can't take it. And so I was talking with my girlfriend, my bear partner, Kalanda, and I was sharing with her the family history that exists with folks in my family that have had heart complications. The medicine that I currently take, my grandmother used to take before she transitioned. And had it not been for her medicine, I wouldn't have had any because of the insurance issue that was happening. My auntie, before she transitioned, she had shared with me that she was having heart-related issues. And I just found out the other day from one of my uncles that he has heart problems too. So I think about the conversations that we as people need to have in our family, in our villages, about our health and wellness. I also think about how the stress and how the things that are happening that we can't control and the things that we can control. So, like, I have to hold myself accountable to the copious amounts of Mountain Dew and Four Locos and a whole bunch of other stuff I was consuming. But also, our health is everything. Our peace is everything. And like I said, peace over everything. If you missed that article that I posted in the newspaper about protecting your peace, I'll put it in the comments. I suggest you read it. I have to reread it for myself every once in a while. When things try you, when situations shake you, or just when you're triggered, just taking a moment to breathe and just be. Because it's a lot that is going on. So yesterday, during my hot girl walk reflection, I had shared that there were legislators that were gathering together during legislative session, and that there were bills that were being passed that will harm children. And one of those bills went right on through. It was the bill that is going to significantly reduce the funding of AP, IB, and these are different college preparation courses to help children navigate through their different degrees. The way that the Florida legislators, Republican majority led legislators, are literally privatizing education right before your eyes. And here we are witnessing harmful policy that is harming children. You know, there are children that are in classrooms right now that still don't have working AC units. There are children that are sitting in classrooms right now where there is mold that's in the ceiling and the ceiling tiles. There are children right now that are sitting in classrooms without a certified teacher. And we're entering testing season. School is about to be out. And your child is going to be entering the school environment again with less funding, less resources, and less educational opportunities for growth and development. And I know y'all got a lot going on, but I really need y'all to pay attention. I will always do this call to action to be intentional with our education system because it is so important. Education is the bedrock, is the foundation. And we need to be intentional because if your child is just learning at school, well, that's already another problem in itself. As an educator, I would witness children being sleepy. Good morning. Children would be sleepy because they're playing Roblox and Fortnite and Minecraft, talking to internet strangers between 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning. So the question I asked was, where do you allow your child to charge their phone at night? And are there safeguards in place to prevent the use of their device if they have it in their room, for example? Like, do they have free access to the internet at 1 or 2 o'clock at night on their phone? But I also just want to just say that this issue doesn't just impact our children. It actually impacts us as adults too. I've noticed that when I would wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night or early in the morning, the phone is one of the first things that I pick up. I don't wake up and pray, meditate, or anything. I'm on my phone checking messages, looking at the alerts that came through. And I've been very vulnerable about my relationship with technology on my podcast with my best friend, Heal That Shit. You can go see it at wehealthatshit.com. I am seeing that I'm reverting back to the behavior patterns that existed prior to, and I need to make some changes of where my phone charges at night and making sure that I get a good quality sleep. Again, looking at all of the different factors as to how my pacemaker battery depleted over a year's worth in less than 160 days, all of this stuff matters. But there is so much that's happening out here as life is lifing and people are peopling. But God is still guiding. Amen. I thank God that I woke up this morning. I'm glad that my battery didn't give up and give in on me, and that I'm still here to spread the message, to spread affirmation, to spread love. But I really hope and pray that you make today a great day. I really hope and pray that you are intentional with your peace, because there's so much that's happening out here, and I'm going to always advocate for me in this season. Good morning. And I want you to do the same too. Advocate for yourself. Choose peace, because you deserve it. You are worthy. And also, so are our children, because they're looking up to us for guidance and direction. And I tell you, there's a lot going on, and I hope that more of us are having conversations with our children as it relates to this world that we're living in. Be blessed, be encouraged. I love you. And until next time, peace.